We'll bring you a preview of the show of shows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. The show of shows is just days away. It's the 2015 Dayton Hamvention, coming to suburban Dayton, Ohio, the weekend of May 15 through 17. For you who are regular attendees, it's just another sojourn to the Hera Arena. But for the majority of you who haven't been there in 25 years, or maybe never, the Dayton Hamvention is the lifeblood of these rain reports. Just look at our archives on therainreport.com and you'll see and hear what I'm talking about. This year's general chair is a most articulate fellow, Jim Teterman, N8IDS by name. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Jim just hours before press time.
The 2015 theme is a continuation of what we had last year, Hap, which was Makers, and it came to us during the 2014 Hamvention, and with Homebrew Radio is what came up to us. And this is the kind of thing that we want to continue on, and it's going to take what we feel are the things that have been done in the past, which were in the Homebrew Radio era, and bringing them forward into the digital age. And what we're promoting is a lot of this onboard stuff that a lot of the younger people are doing to try to bring in the younger to speak to the old. And I'm not going to say all of us are old. We have experience, might be a better term to use, Hap. But what we're trying to do is bring those together to where there is an understanding and a melding of what went on before when it became nothing but homebrew when you were doing kit building. But aren't you doing the same thing with Makers? So when we brought forward Makers, we said it has a part of history in homebrew. So that is why I picked the homebrew theme for this year.
What anniversary is this for the Hamvention?
64th.
What's new with the Hamvention this year?
One of the things that we are going into, and as it goes to this homebrew and this new stuff that's coming along and all of your Arduino-type pieces of equipment and all that, it was brought to my attention by one of the local people when he started to ask me about some equipment that he needed to do his experiment. And what it came out to be was Mesh Network. Now, you may or may not be familiar with Mesh Network. I wasn't either, Hap, until Mr. Bill Curtis, WA8APB, came forward to me, and there's a group here that is working on mesh network development. And as I understand it, it had its starts somewhat in Europe, in Germany, long ago. There are certain locations here in the United States that are doing much more than what's going on here in the Miami Valley. But they've got a group here that has gotten together very, very quickly and developed into what they call the meshies. So what we're going to promote is going to be Meshville. It's going to be up toward where people are familiar, seeing the Lusso Tower in East Hall. Up in that corner toward Lusso Tower is going to be Meshville. Bill's group will be able to put on demonstrations of what mesh does. And it is a form of emergency communication repurposing routers. Most people that are into mesh will know this. These little blue boxes with a couple of antennas on them, they repurpose these units, DC battery those things, and what they can put on those, Hap, is phenomenal. As I've seen some demonstrations of this, where you can have telephone conversations, you can have video, you can have two-way conversations to where if you have specific areas that are completely down when it comes to all communications are lost, whether telephone landlines are down, cell towers are down, everything is down. Hopefully not all of amateur radio is, but we'll say even that happens. These units could be put up in a battery-powered, small, hardened case of some sort or a plastic case, and we'll say we need to have 5 or 6 of these to get across a certain stretch of land to communicate between, for instance, a hospital, a police station, an area setup, a post for the police department, to connect these together temporarily until all communications come back up. Bill and his group are going to demonstrate how this happens inside Hera and outside of Hera in the flea market, showing video cameras, which you can do surveillance. And again, you can also have video and telephone conversations, and they plan also to have one of their persons in their club who is wheelchair bound to be wheelchair mobile inside of East Hall and a couple of other halls doing exactly the same thing as if he were a patrol car or something like that, although on a smaller basis for that kind of stuff. So it's just like high-speed digital microwave mesh networks. Offer hams an exciting array of new communication possibilities supporting experimentation, remote sensing, and control in emergency communications. That, in a nutshell, is how they are going to do it. And along with that, they were very, very fortunate, and we're very thankful to the Tapper Group for giving Bill and Bob Dixon, W8ERD, some time on their forum Friday morning in Room 1 between 9:15 and 11:15. That is one of the newer things we've got on tap for us this year.
My reading listeners may remember that we carried a piece on mesh earlier this year. It was an interview of a fellow from Austin, Texas, excerpted from QSO Today, which is a weekly ham radio podcast out of Israel. Is there anything else new this year?
Well, as far as what is new, you're talking about new exhibitors inside, and I'll go into the inside here for a little bit, bringing back some of the exhibitors that have not been there for a while. Specific names escape me right now, Hap, but in talking with Brian Marklin, our inside chairman, inside exhibits chairman, we're bringing back the newer things when they come to, again, supporting a lot of these newer technologies. And talking those people into coming back, you're going to have many of the old standbys that are still there with their equipment. But I think they're going more toward what is this for all the newer surface mount stuff. And I have to put it that way. Might be a pretty crude way of putting it myself, as I have to admit I don't get into it all that much. I'm more or less the administrative guy on the outskirts of what's going on. But it's going to be the addition of more of the retailers that you may have seen in magazines that are now coming forward and saying it's time to try Dayton. Brian has done a wonderful job of attracting those folks and to find out who they are, to compare a list from last year and past years. If you will go on to our site, www.hamvention.org, go to Inside Exhibits and take a look at the listings that we have there. And we're starting to get everything else up on the site as well to give you as much information as we can as who our exhibitors are going to be. Along with that, new stuff we're going to be trying. A second balloon launch will be there for kids. It's going to be put off in conjunction with, I think, LEGO is going to try to do it like we did this past year. Of course, the same balloon launch we're going to have is the high altitude one, but it's going to be something of a competition for the youngsters to try to get into where they do it on a smaller basis and a little bit of more competition to win prizes to encourage them to get into this kind of activity.
Speaking of prizes.
Yeah.
I just saw an email the other day reporting that the value of prizes this year has exceeded $50,000. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. And I have to give our new prize chairman, Mr. Tom Holmes, and ZM, and his team, and what's taken here, and in people in the past, I'll go a little bit back into history with Laura Turner doing it almost single-handedly. She was quite the talented lady, if everybody remembers that. But for reasons that she had, was not able to continue with us, Tom Holmes took up the reins. He has four very good people on his committee, which might sound like a lot of people, but they have done a tremendous amount of work. And that $55,000 range will probably, and we all hope, going to be able to increase a little bit, but we're very happy with that. And we're also very, very happy with the number of people that are doing it. And not only that, the major prize winners and things like that are keeping up with past years to be able to encourage our folks to come. And we all thank them very, very much for coming forward this year. And it was something that they didn't do in a big hurry. I'll tell you that, Hap. They gave a lot of thought to this, which is, as good business people, they need to do. They need to weigh what's going on in their businesses, what they can afford to do. And they've always come forward and been very, very generous, as you know.
You're listening to a preview of the 2015 Dayton Hamvention, coming May 15 to 17 in suburban Dayton, Ohio. We'll resume our conversation with Hamvention General Chair Jim Teterman, N8IDS, after I remind you that these rain reports are available on therainreport.com and via Twitter at #TheRainReport.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
From what I understand, half of that $27,000 of prizes is actually being given in hourly prizes. These are the ones that are every hour that you can possibly win, but you have to be sure to get your ticket into the proper receptacle.
That's correct. That's a very good point, Hamp, because if you pay attention to this, just as you have, as to what is the amount, well, let's not so much go to the amount of money that it is. It's what the prizes represent. And these are useful things. These aren't just things that, oh, I got a book or I got a roll of coax or something, which in themselves can be happy. The people will be happy to get because it may be just exactly what they want. Get your tickets in early. And here is another thing here. It's slipping my mind. You're reminding me of other things that's new here, Hap. What we have added this year is on the east entrance, which would be door 26 on the far east end of East Hall, as you come in from that, and we were buying tickets on that end instead of maybe going down to door 14 to the hair office to buy your ticket, they are having a remote ticket drop for the prize booth. And what the plan is here, Hap, is to take a set of people that are going to be assigned to that collection point, and 15 minutes before every hourly drawing, those two gentlemen are going to be responsible for getting all the tickets that are in then on that box at that time, put a fresh box there to start the next hour's drawing, get those over to the prize drawing over in the prize booth in Hare Arena, get them mixed in for the hourly drawing, so you don't have to make that traipse all the way across over to Hare Arena from the East Hall, which that might be intimidating to some folks, or if they're not familiar how the building runs, maybe not make it there or get interrupted, heaven forbid, to go in and maybe talk with Hap or maybe go see something else at the booth and get delayed. Oh, I missed the hourly drawing. So this is another chance for you to get your ticket in early. As soon as you buy the ticket, get it laminated by the Boy Scouts there, Adventure Group 73. That will be right there at that table. They'll be manning the table, and on the end of their table will be this collection point, Hap.
For those with disabilities who have never been to the Hamvention, what services are provided for them?
The very first thing that a person coming out and has ADA needs on the east end of the complex itself, off of Shiloh Springs Road, your first entrance off of the Shiloh Springs when you're coming west toward Hare Arena, is the ADA lot that they can use to park their vehicles, specifically set aside. And that is a separate lot that is on the side of the complex itself. That is immediately adjacent to door 26 of East Hall, which immediately inside that to the right is the Scootaround Company that has all the familiar four-wheel little electric carts that can be rented there. That's the way to get around. Many of the restrooms, not all, but many of the restrooms are handicapped accessible. And again, we try to make sure that all the inside areas are accessible because of the ramps are taken care of. And we very much hope, and I've witnessed myself, most people will make way for anybody in those carts that wants to see what's going on. I know there's a lot of them, and it's an increasing amount to do that. But those are the things that we have available for the people that have ADA necessity things to have for handicap, getting around. There, of course, are people that are always willing to help you if you are sight impaired and things of that sort and have to have problems with that or hearing or language. This year, they're going to be yellow shirts with black hats. My wife's choice, by the way. If anybody in those shirts that have Dayton Hamvention on the pocket, those are committee persons. They are charged with taking care of our customers as best we can, whatever their needs are. And we all carry radios to a central communication trailer that tries to handle as many of these things that goes on. And it's not just those folks that communication are doing it. It's any committee that's involved right on up to my desk. So that's what we try to do for them. And if we need to improve that, Hap, you folks need to let us know what it is we need to do.
Transportation is always a challenge, whether it's a matter of parking near or somewhere within reasonable, whatever that might be, walking distance of the Hera Arena. But the bus program has always been, I think, a real plus in recent years. Let's talk about that.
The RTA system here in Dayton is, of course, quite comprehensive to get around different parts of the city. Now, let's go toward where we have, for the past few years, used what was the old Salem Mall, which is just west of the Hera complex by about a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half. And the back portion of that for several acres, I'm going to say several because I don't have a complete accurate number, of parking for our patrons to come in, park their cars, purchase a weekend pass for either 1, 2, or 3 days, starting at $8 and going on down through the Sunday price. You can then leave your vehicle there, go on an RTA bus that runs every 30 minutes on a continual basis from Salem Mall right over to the front door, door 14 of Hare Arena. And those buses, like I say, run all Hamvention hours, and they run prior to the opening time of 8 o'clock of the flea market, 9 o'clock of inside exhibits, and will run at least half to 1 hour after the closing times of 6 on Friday and 5 on Saturday. Sunday things are pretty much down by 1 o'clock, but the buses will be there to be able to take care of what goes on. Along with the buses, we also have places for taxis. Then we have taxi stands that are there available for normal taxis. The buses and taxis have their own entrance off of Shiloh Springs that is not open to any vendor or public. It is strictly for them to keep the traffic flowing. You also, of course, have the large parking lot across directly to the what would be the south of the main entrance of here itself. And it is run privately. And as long as the weather stays up to where we have dry weather, which we have, all the dry weather is starting to come in now. We've got most of our rain out of the way, but that field out there, if it does rain, gets to be a problem. If any patrons have known, it's going to be a little bit wet out there. And then we have other church parking lots, businesses that charge various dollars amounts up and down Shiloh Spring Road. And we also have remote parking available. Bayshore Grace United Church, just north on Bayshore Road, also has parking available at a very reasonable rate.
As we close in on the Hamvention, May 15 through 17, where the heck would I find a motel room this late a date?
Travel and accommodations. We go to accommodations on, again, hamvention.org site. You hit accommodations. It says hotel, motel information. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 18, 20 that are listed online with their websites, telephone numbers, their addresses, and what have you in the local area that still have some accommodations available. But I would not wait, because here we are sitting in the 20-plus days of April, coming up to the first week of May, that you may not find exactly what you want around here. So therefore, if you get a hold of people locally and they don't have them, I would hope they will help you find accommodations around the surrounding areas. We also have the local Dayton chapter of the Dayton Visitors Bureau of the Chamber of Commerce, who are very helpful in doing this kind of thing with us. So they will be able to do that kind of stuff, and they can be called locally at 937-226-8211, 937-226-8211, and that is the Dayton-Montgomery County Convention and Visitors Bureau. That will give you a lot of help, best they can, to get you taken care of most all your questions for travel and accommodations around here.
I, like many, rail against the prices that motels are now charging, $80, $90, $100 a night, $150 a night. You really need to act early if you're going to get a room close to the arena and not have to auction off your firstborn child.
I would say so, yes. And there's something, of course, that we at Hamvention or Dayton Amateur Radio Association cannot control, that kind of trade. As you said, supply and demand on a tap. If you do your early planning, you're going to be the winner. Not to say that anybody's going to be a loser if they come. If they come, I think that cost that they have involved with that hopefully is overshadowed by what experience and fun they're going to have with us, as long as we all do our job at Hamvention.
And that concludes our first excerpt from a conversation Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, had with Jim Teeterman, N8IDS, General Chair for the 2015 Dayton Hamvention, coming May 15 through 17 in suburban Dayton, Ohio. We conclude our preview of Hamvention next time. If you're going to the Hamvention, look for Rain and Vern Jackson, WA0RCR's Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter, sharing booth 329. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and on Twitter at The Rain Report.